Speaking of premierships, Jack Graham's played in a couple of those with the Tigers. Two-timer he is, and he's been good enough to join us this morning on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, guys. How are we going?
We are well, thank you, buddy. Appreciate your time. Have you come down from the adrenaline of Saturday night yet? That was intense.
Yes, no, it was a great win. Really did come down the last few seconds or even the last kick. So, it's a great win. They're the ones that you remember, especially when you come back from behind.
How are you enjoying this season? There's clearly been some players that aren't out there for the Tigers week in, week out. It's been quite remarkable to see the injury list and who it is at the Tigers this year. But I reckon it's given you a chance to really explode. I think you've had an amazing season to this point in time. Are you enjoying a bit more responsibility?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, with a few of the senior boys being out, which has obviously made room for me to move a bit more into the midfield and also our younger players to step up. And, we've always had that depth in the VFL. So for them to have an opportunity as well, it's been awesome. And I think we're all thriving off it.
Well, talk to us about the season. Do you feel like there is a sense that things are building, that you're still heading in the right direction, sitting eighth on the ladder at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we've left some wins out there that we would have loved to have. But, we're slowly building it and trying to play our best footy. Not too early, but we're just trying to make sure we get the wins on the board and setting ourselves up for the right end of the year. There's still a lot of games to go, and we're just trying to improve each week and try to win as many games as we can.
Well, talk to us about what it was like out on the ground against GWS on the weekend. 28 points down in the third quarter. You get up to win just by the four. What was it about the resolve and the talk in the team that allowed you to grind your way and get back into that game?
Yeah, we probably spoke about just not trying to win the game straight away. I think the previous week against Geelong, we kind of went away from our game system and the process where against the Giants, we kind of just hung tough and knew if we played our brand of footy, we can gradually get on top of them. And that's what happened in the end. By 3 or 4 points, so it was bloody close.
And when you're watching a game like that from the sidelines, you can almost see Dusty Martin. He doesn't make a decision, but there's something about a switch that gets flicked and it's like, right, now I'm going to take this on and drag people over the line almost. Is there a sense of that on the field that he is getting ready to do something special?
Yeah, well, he's a big game player, and you always want him on your side, obviously. But yeah, just the way he, his leadership steps up. Obviously, having a Koch out, Cheddar, Lambo, Dion. He's been huge for us these last couple of weeks, and yeah, he basically kind of won us a game on the weekend. he's a fantastic player, and he brings everyone else into the game. That's probably the most important thing.
Jack, take us into your role change when the other players are out. You had 23 touches on the weekend and you were quite pivotal, particularly in the last quarter. You got a lot of the footy and helped set up that resurgence. Does your role change significantly or is it just more time in the midfield mix?
Yeah, it's probably that. I'd get a little bit more time in the midfield. I might even get a few centre bounce clearances, which I love to get when the older boys are out, but at the moment, I'm just happy playing my role. Obviously, there's some guns to come back with, Dion, Cheddar, Lambo, Koch. So, but it's pretty hard to get a centre bounce. But, I'm just really thriving on the opportunity that those boys are out. So, I'm going to make the most of my opportunity.
So, is it like riding a bike, that centre clearance opportunity, that it just comes natural to you? Or there is an element of rustiness about remembering how it all works and where Toby might knock the ball and all that sort of thing?
It's a little bit like that, but I just go back to, my junior days. I always used to play centre bounce. So going back to the belief that I have. I'll take a centre bounce whenever I can. I'm always licking my lips when I can see, I'm in the guts this week.
And you're back to the scene of the crime this week, up at the Gabba. And you're not playing the Cats for a premiership, but the Brisbane Lions, who you played in the qualifying final, I think, last year. When you go back to a place like that, like the Gabba, you won a premiership there last year, the mighty Richmond Football Club, does it add something to the contest or with the memories that come back, or do you just move on?
No, I'm sure we'll get up there and, just soak up the memories and just, reflect and tell a few stories, even in the change rooms afterwards. You know, when we get up there and just be like, oh, I remember when so-and-so did this, or I remember when that happened. So I'm sure all the memories will flick back, but at the same time, it's a pretty important game. Brisbane are playing well. We're starting to hit some form, so I'm sure it's going to be a great game of footy.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing it. Two really good teams in a big contest on Friday night footy. Check your local guides at the Gabba on Friday night to see the Brisbane Lions host the Richmond Football Club. Jack, appreciate your time, mate. Gang gangbusters. Great to watch. Good luck.
Nah, too easy, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Will do. Anytime. You are welcome on this program, Jack Graham.